morning in the Minyan there was a chosin, that's why they didn't say kachin. In the Minyan he did Beit Medrash. The Ramo and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah writes in the name of the Mordechai that if you have two chatzanim present in the Minyan in the middle of the week, you make a hoi, neither is a kohen or a lady, you make a hoi sofer and you give four aliyahs in order to give them each an aliyah, because a chosin is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to give a chosin an aliyah. It's more of a chiv, the yard side with the bar mitzvah, with the ishta yolda, that's a later achrayim. But the Ramo only quotes this, I think. There's a chiv to give a chosin. The chosin is in the middle of shivas mi'amishna, not by the yaitu. And the Ramo quotes on the Mordechai that even though you're not permitted to make chayt sofes in the middle of the week, the mishna megillah, eima tzifim, but on Yom Tov you're allowed to. Our meaning is we only make chayt sofes on Shabbos. So there's one opinion in the Ran, on Megillah, Iran and the Rit HaMegillah learned the Mishnah in such a way you're only allowed to make Chosofes on Shabbos. You make Chosofes any other day, so you're giving it the Hashivas of a higher Madrega. On a regular weekday you give three Aliyahs. On Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh you give four Aliyahs. On Yom Tov you give five. On Yom Kippur you give six. And on Shabbos you give seven. You're not allowed to give a Hashivas to one day more than it deserves. But Shabbos is the top. There's nothing in the Ma'ala Himenu. So Shabbos you can make Chosofes. The other days you're not allowed to make Chosofes. That's how the Ran learns Pshat Mishnah. The meaning is that we only make Chosofes on Shabbos. On the Ikar Adin, the Din really is not like the Ran. The Ikar Adin, all the Rishonim disagree with the Ran. They hold you permitted to make Chosofes even on Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's our, the Maisa, that really is our practice. Because the Gemara has a Machloikis where the Machbir is Oyla Leminyan Shiva now. Let's say on Shabbos you give seven Aliyahs and you have to give, somebody has to lay in Haftarah. So the seven Aliyahs means the seventh Oyla Latarah gets Machbir. Oh no, you need seven aliyahs plus a machzor. So that's a machlokes in Gemara. Let's say on Yom Kippur. So you get six aliyahs. So the six includes the machzor, does not include the machzor. So that's a machlokes in Gemara. And the Rabbi Natan says in Tosfos, I'm not daft, and Yikar Adin we pass in the machzor is oil of the minyan. Akui, Boharai, then on a kind of stibla. And you give three aliyahs, so the shlishi gets machzor. You don't give three aliyahs plus machzor. But on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, since it's permissible to make Chosofes, may as well satisfy all the opinions. So we make Chosofes. So every Shabbos we make Chosofes. Every Shabbos when we really give seven aliyahs plus an after, that means that we made a Chosofes. So in Ikar Adin, you really only had to give six aliyahs plus an after. And an after should lay in the last section in the Chumash. The last section. The Shvi should really be the after. So that's what the Rabbi Natan says, that the Ikar Adin, the Maftah is really oil of the Minyan Shiva, the Minyan Hakruim, the Haraya, the Nanatainas Tibur. We only give three aliyahs, we don't give four aliyahs. And the practice that we have that on Yom Tov you give five plus a Maftah, and on Yom Kippur you give six plus a Maftah, and on Shabbos you give seven plus a Maftah, that means that we're making Chosofes. It shows. Ikar Adin, we pass them that you're allowed to make Chosofes even on Yom Tov. And that's what the Mordechai said. Mordechai is one of the Balei HaTorah. That's how the Mordechai also writes, that when you have a weekday, maybe the Thursday morning, there are two chasanim, so since the chasin has a din like a Yom Tov, that's what the Gemara says. And the first parak in Ksubis, the beginning of Ksubis, says that when a chasin has shivas mi'amishna, it has a din like Yom Tov, but there's no avelus, just like Yom Tov can't move avelus. So shivas mi'amishna postpones the avelus. So the Mordechai says that since the chasin has a tchina like Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, you're allowed to make chosofes, so therefore, you can give an extra aliyah on a regular Thursday morning in order to satisfy the need of giving the both chasanim an aliyah. It's a chiyuv to give an aliyah. And then the later, before Shem on the side of the Shulchan Aruch say, we don't accept the Mishnah Berurah quotes like that. We don't accept this opinion of the Ramah, even though the Ramah quotes this much on Shulchan Aruch, because we don't follow this Ramah. For him, it's Tafiyah Din like Yom Tov. What does that do with the rest of the people in the shul? For the other people, we're not getting married today. So for us, it's not a Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to make a Yom Tov. Even if it is a Yom Tov, what does it mean? It's a Yom Tov. What, you give five aliyahs? We didn't give five aliyahs today because of Yom Tov. We didn't give any maftah today. It's a Yom Tov means it's a Yom Tov. The chosin has a chiyuv simcha. But it doesn't mean, let's say a chosin comes into shul on Friday. You don't learn Kriyas HaTorah just because it's Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov means it has a chiyuv simcha, that's all. It doesn't mean it's a Yom Tov that you can make Chosofes. It doesn't have the status of Yom Tov when it gets to Kriyas HaTorah. But this part of the Ramah does remain that you're supposed to give an aliyah to the chosin. The Gaboy made a mistake, they didn't give him an aliyah. That wasn't right. Whenever you have a chosin, you're supposed to give him a chosin in the middle of the Shivas Me'amishna. You're supposed to give him an aliyah. The question is why? Why should that be so? That's a good question. Well, Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was that the chosen has a chiyuv simcha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif, the end of Hilchos Yontif, that simcha doesn't only mean to eat, drink, and be merry. That's what the Rambam calls simcha sakeres, that's the simcha of my belly. Simcha means to be in sameches haom lolim, to cheer up the less fortunate than we are. And he says to give tzedakah. It says the samach da'atzavah levi v'agevah yosma amona shedikir becho. The way to fulfill simchas yontif is to be mishatef other people in your simcha. That's why it says in the Zohar, commenting on the Mishnah, the Zohar quotes the Mishnah, that ein bein Shabbos liyontif aloichal nefesh balvad. So the Zohar says, as a play on words, commenting on that Mishnah, that on Shabbos, what does it mean in the Mishnah? That oichal nefesh is only mutter on yontif. On Shabbos there's no heter oichal nefesh. The pshat in the Mishnah is obvious, posh of Shabbos. So the Zohar quotes that and uses it in a different term. It means that on Shabbos one is permitted to eat all by himself, and on Yom Tov you're not allowed to eat. Oichal nefesh b'levad means eating by yourself, and Yom Tov you're not allowed to eat by yourself because the whole mitzvah simchot Yom Tov is samachta atzav ha'aleh geva yos mamon asher b'kibecha. You have to invite other people over to your home to have them eat with you. Other people means other people don't have where to eat, other aniyim who don't have where to eat. On Shabbos where there's no chiyuv simcha, so you're not chiyuv to be misameach acher. On Yom Tov when there's a chiyuv simcha, you have to be misameach acher. That's Alpi Pashtus. Why on Purim is a chiyuv to give shalach manis matanis levyayim to be misameach others as well? Because shalach manis from the Gemara is mashma to have someone else participate in your sudat Purim. That's the pashtus shanting Gemara. But we send shalach manis to the other person's home, so there has to be food. So it's considered ki'ilu he's also participating in our meal because we're sending him from our meal. But the real din, the Pashup Shadimar, the real din of Shalach Manas is I invite someone else who normally doesn't eat in my home. And my children, they always eat in my home. But I invite someone who normally doesn't eat in my home to eat by me. So that's the din of Shalach Manas, to be Mishatif Acherim. And to give tzedakah, that's why it's a special mitzvah to give tzedakah on the Yom Tov, to make an appeal on all Yom Tov, and the Chelik of the Simchas Yom Tov. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Based on that Rambam, who defines, at the end of Hilchas Yom Tov, the Rambam defines what Simcha is. It's not Simcha Zakeret, to eat, drink, and be merry, but rather Simcha means Nusameach, Nusameach is Acherim. But that's why the minig developed that the Chosin says the Reiterah by the Chosin fish. That's why Rav Soloveitchik was not in the practice of being Mafsik, the Chosin in the middle. He wouldn't make us think about it like other people make a big fuss. You have to be mafsik, and other people make a big fuss. Not allowed to be mafsik. So Leshi didn't make a big fuss about too many things. Sometimes he would get excited, but he didn't make a fuss about it. Sometimes when there would be mafsik to chosin in the middle, so he would say softly to the chosin. After they made all the noise, they said, let's see the rest. He would encourage him to say the rest of the term. Because the minig is that the chosin says the retirah to be misameach esachem. He thought that the minig that the chosin says the retirah is the same as the chosin getting an aliyah. Because the one who gets an aliyah, bizman ha-mishnah, bizman ha-gemara, used to lame that sedra, used to lame that portion of the sedra, used to be malamit teirah to the whole kohol. So he thought that to be malamit teirah to the others, that to say it by teirah at the chosin, that others will understand, enjoy, and appreciate, is a mitzvah simcha. What better way is there to be misameach esacherim than to tell them about shtikol teirah, that they'll enjoy, that to read from sukkim, from parshas vayikra, read from sukkim for the Torah, to teach them a little bit of Torah, to kuri Hashem ishor, nisam chaylai, to tell over the great Torah. So that's what cheers people up. That's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av because to kuri Hashem ishor, nisam chaylai. That's the Gemara at the end of time. So he thought that that's the basis for the minig, that the chosin says the great Torah by the wedding, and the chosin has a chiyuv to get an aliyah. The chiyuv and the minig is an expression of his fulfillment of his chiyuv sin. That's already minhagim. No, the real din is when he is a chosin, when he already got married in the Shivas Me'anish. We have the meaning that the chosin says the Reiter before the chuppah. So he's not yet a chosin. He didn't get married yet. That's an extension. But in the Shulchan Aruch it says the real din is that the chosin has a chiv in the Shivas Me'anish. The eye proof is also not the real chosin. The Morgan Avram writes in Hilchas Shabbos that the practice was that the chosin would say Divrei Torah on the Shabbos of the Yoichru, and then they had an Erev in every little community in Europe, and then the Balabatim who had heard the Divrei Torah would give him a matana They give a drasha gishan. Give the matana the cover the drasha. The dry tire that he said on Shabbos. But they give the matana on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham discusses, isn't there an Isra Mekka Chamemka? Mishnah says in the end of Beis that you're not allowed to sell or buy. And Shabbos Yontif, Zeh Hashem HaYichto. And even if you don't pay the money, let's say I give you the merchandise today. I give you a jacket, I give you a hat, I give you a safer, and you're going to pay for it later. Even if you don't say any amount of money, there's no David over. If it's understood that I'm selling, so that's an Isra of Mekka Chamemka. Some Rishonim say that included in the Xeris Mecha Chamemka is that they're not permitted to give Matanis Eden. That's a machloikis. Whether Matnas Metalkalim that I give the person and he walks away with it, is that included in the Yisra or not? That's a machloikis. Let's say on Yontav Sukkis, when you meet Shalachem for the Dalad Minim on the first 2 days, so I give you my Dalad Minim. So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, how are you allowed to give Dalad Minim? It should be an Yisra Mecha Chamemka. And here he says that there's no problem that matnas metalfilim, there's no gzeir shem yichtov. If it's matnas karka, it's gzeir shem yichtov because in karka, cheskus abatn, flashnin, mizarin, ishbishtar, tfeila, mizar. Everybody writes a shtar on karka. You record it in the city records also. So there's a gzeir shem yichtov even by matonim. And by metalfilim, the Miri says like this, if you make a kinyan suder on the metalfilim, but I didn't give you the metalfilim yet. So then there's a hashash and a yichtov. You made a kinyan, and there's a hashash and a yichtov to make sure that I don't forget to deliver it to you. But if I give you the metalpilin and you don't have to pay any money later, it's a matana, it's not a mechat. So there's no hashash and a yichtov to write down the money. I gave it to you already, and you're walking off, there's an error. You're walking away with it. So there's no hashash and a yichtov to make sure that that I won't forget to deliver it. And it's not that it's karka that you always record it. So the theory claims that that's hepigoma, that there's no problem. Matnas metalpilin, yad liyad, and there's nothing to pay, and it's not karka, and it's already given over, so there's no hashash. That's what he holds. But the Bahak says not so. The Bahak, who came a few years before the Miri, he died before the Miri was born. The Bahak says that it is a problem. How do you give over a lulav? What the practice that the Tanaim did, you give a lulav matonam and aslahasir. It is a problem, and the answer, the reason why it's mutter is because Mekka Chamemka is mutter b'mocha mitzvah. You need Shalachem, you have to bench Esri. So it's mutter because it's a Mokha Mitzvah, that's why it's mutter. If it would be Shalom Mokha Mitzvah, it would not be mutter. So that's what the Magen Avraham is working on, that assumption. That Shalom Mokha Mitzvah, you're not allowed to give Mekah, you're not allowed to even give Matnas, Metaltalim. So you ask the Kasha, how come the practice was that they used to give the Drasha Gishan? Obviously, they were not Mapsik Kachas in the middle of the Zatera. So what do you call it, a Drasha Gishan? Drasha Gishan means a Matana. On the occasion of his saying the drasha, he said a drasha, and if they liked it, they give him a matana. If they didn't like it, they didn't give it. So that's what the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha. How is it mutter to give on Shabbos the drasha gishan? Isn't there a gzeiras mekka chamemka? So he says that's also called makam mitzvah. Like the Bahak said that it's a makam mitzvah to be yoytze dalamin and yitcha lachem on the first 2 days of Yom Tov Sukkot. So the Magen Avraham says that here it's also called a makam mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah simchas chas, even though the guy's not married yet. It's not married yet. It's not in the middle of Shavuot Mishnah. Pashtus says that, I think the Pashtus says that they gave him the matana. He said the drasha by the oifu, not by the Shavuot Mishnah. He says that's also called Simchas Chosim. That's our meaning. That the Chosim says the Divrei Torah before he gets married, we can say that also Simchas Chosim.
And so people
charge
those people on Shabbos.
The Mishnah in Beitza gives you exceptions to the rule when you're allowed to. So it says, let's say a balabasta runs out of food on Yom Tov, and she needs something. So if she knows the grocer, so the grocer can open a shop and give her some food, and then it's understood that she's going to have to pay after shop. It's like the Makom Mitzvah. So the Makom Mitzvah, the Mishnah says you're allowed to. And then the Mishnah says you shouldn't say an amount of money, you shouldn't say how much it sells for, you should measure it to make sure that it should look as little, to remove it as much as possible from Mecca Chamemka. So the proper thing really is to buy all of your bottles of soda in advance of Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you won't have to get involved. But if you forgot to, and you really would enjoy a drink of soda, so then you have no choice. So you ask them for a drink and they'll charge it.
I didn't bring up that case. I mean, I'm probably wrong, but doesn't it bother me, especially like in Israel, like those that must be owned by a Jew, you're ordering it, the guy, even if the waiter is right, he's writing it down, and he's, or using a computer. And the Jew is telling him to do that. There's no harm with that. I mean,
me, the owner of the hotel is asking the guy to keep a written record. That is a problem. That is a problem. That's not permissible. That a Jewish hotel owner should have a guy work for him and keep a record and write it down. That's not a problem. If you have, let's say, a goyish waiter in a hotel, and all the people are placing orders, this one wants chicken and he wants salmon and he wants flesh and he wants a pastrami sandwich. I was at a wedding last night. Everyone at the table took something else. No two people took pastrami. It's the latest style. Pastrami sandwiches are such a ritzy wedding. I don't know. That was the name. That was the fanciest. I just took chicken. Everybody took something else. If the waiter's afraid he's going to forget, and he decides he wants to write it down on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, the goy, so that's, as I said in Asher, I didn't ask him to write it down. He's afraid he's going to forget, so he writes it down for himself. But if the balabas of the hotel is a Jew, and he tells the waiter or the workers, I want you to keep written records to make sure that I collect all the money. So that's mamish amirul anachri. So that's takafa. You're not allowed to do amirul anachri.
So the owner can just tell the waiter that you need to remember that after Shabbos you need to
write it down.
Everything everybody orders. So
okay.
Then he can answer them just in 15 minutes.
Fine. Fine. I don't think so. Why does he have to write it down? I'll trust him. I'll trust him. He'll charge me after Shabbos and he'll tell me I got a sword if he remembers it. So some religious doctors will visit their patients on Shabbos and then they write their records on the Toy Shabbos. They interview, I used to learn Maharusa with a fellow who was a doctor. But he did his, what do you call it, he did his internship in a hospital that didn't have 1,000 patients a day. So he used to interview the patients on Shabbos and then after Shabbos he would write up all the case reports. He had a good memory. But if he would have done it, he did it in out of the New York area. He did it in Europe, his internship. But if you're in New York City, you have 1,000 patients. How can you remember everybody's cases? No, that's the guy telling the guy should work. That's not my problem. Need CD? I don't ask him to write it down. I don't think that's unmerely happening. As far as I'm concerned, he doesn't have to write it down. He'll give me the stuff today, and I'll pay for it after Shabbos. After Yom. The Torah starts off Parshas Vayikra. Starts off with the din of a korban oilah. Says that if you bring a korban oilah, it has to be zocha tamim yakrivenu. Has to be a zocha, not an akeva. Achatos has to be the reverse, a keva, not a zocha. And tamim, they all have to be tamim. Tamim means bilei mum. It cannot be a balmum. Balmum is possible. The Mishnah in Torah says there are two dinim of a balmum. If I'm magdish an animal that already has a mum kavua in it, then it doesn't become kedushas haguf lamizbech. It only becomes, I was magdish it, so it becomes kedushas damim lamizbech. Like if I set aside $200 in order to buy a carbon oil. So the money that I set aside, set aside svarim that are worth $200 in order to buy carbon oil. So the svarim or the money becomes kodesh kedushas damim lamizbech. So if I set aside an animal which is a bamum kavua, so that animal becomes kedushas damim lamizbech, but it won't become a kedushas aguf lamizbech. But if at the time that I was magdish it did not have any mum, or if at the time I was magdish it only had a mum over, it didn't have a mum kavua, and then only later after the hakdosh is set in, then it developed a mum kavua. So then, since at the time I was Magdush, it had no mum at all, or it had a mum over, so then the Kedush Taguf Lamizbeach was Chal. And then later on, even if it gets the mum Kavua, so the Aloha says you can be Podet, but even after you Podet, some of the Kedusha is still retained. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk that the Isa Giza Bavoida remains. The Saba B'Chor Sharech, or the Saba B'Chor Tzenecha, doesn't only apply when the animal still has the full Kedusha and still Roy B'Hakrova, even after you Podet. If I had a carbon that got a mum kavua and I was poided, even after pidyon, the isur gizah avoda still applies, even to the extent that I get malchus. The full isur of gizah avoda applies the top point. If I do gizah avoda, I get malchus. It's a difference the two kinds of pidyon, as our Soloveitchik used the word, the two dinim of pidyon. If something only has kedushas donim lamin bet letai, with magdash an animal that had a mum kavua, from day number one it had a mum kavua, so it only gets a kedushas donim lamin bet, so then you poded it. When you poded something that only had kedushas donim lamin bet, that's a pidyon that's mafkir the whole kedusha. The whole kedusha only was kodesh lidomo. So if you paid it, you give the money instead. I give the $200 in order to get back the Balmum Kavua. So the Balmum Kavua, the whole Kedusha is removed. It has no Kedusha at all. So then there won't be any Sekiz of Avodah. Hashem Kain, if you're a Magdash, an animal that was not a Balmum Kavua, and later on the Mum Kavua developed, so then since it had a Kedusha Taguf on his back, even if I'll be paid it later on, that'll only be a pidyon that's Matir. It's Matir Yerudush Chut Echut. But it's not machkir the whole kedusha. Once you get the kedusha aguf, the kedusha aguf will never be poka. Even the opinion will never be poka. It's only opinion hamatir, and it's not fully matir everything. We say tizbach olagiza, botz olachola, vechalta olaluklavecha. It still has a lot of restrictions on the level of their eyes. Those are the two dinim opinion. So the Gemara derives from the psukim minat adam kiyak mikem korb minat heimo zochatonim. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Tamos uzachris the behema, the in Tamos uzachris ba'oifos. That if you bring an oilos o'oif, so you don't, they're a male and female bird. The Gemara doesn't mean to say, ain't Tamos uzachris ba'oifos. The Gemara knew, Holy Tanoim knew that they're a male and female bird. But they said it doesn't make a difference. When you're bringing a chatos o'oif and an oilos o'oif, you don't insist that the oilos o'oif has to be the male and the chatos o'oif has to be the female, like by behemoth. A chatos has to be in a keva. And an oila has to be a zocher. By the oif, there is no, the halacha doesn't distinguish. You can bring either a zocher or a keva, either for a chatas or for an oif. And the same thing of balmum. Thomas of zachas bedemis, meaning Thomas of zachas boifis. The din of balmum doesn't bother me at all. You can have a mum kavu on the oif, and you can bring in as a karmet al gam yamzeh. It's kosher. It's kosher. The only thing that's not acceptable is if it's a mukhusa reva. If Marlon is from sukim, if the oif is missing an aver. Mechusa Reva, then it's no good. And then the Gemara says, not only if it's Mechusa Reva, but if it's Yov Shogapo. The Gemara has on the first parak in Kiddushin, in the middle of the sugya of Eved Knaini. Eved Knaini is Yosef B'Shem B'Yayin, so the Gemara discussed there a little bit, Shem B'Yayin and other areas of halacha. If you maim a limb in an animal, but what if the bird, what if the oif, the Torah, the Ben Yoino, is Yovsha Gapa. Gapa means the wing. What is Yovsha? Dried up. What does dried up mean? Dried up means that it's paralyzed, or dried up means that it's gangrenous. Gangrenous means that there's no blood circulating. Paralyzed means that there is blood circulating, but the nervous system doesn't function. So that's a big question in Achrayna. How to translate the word in the Gemara. Yovsha Gapa means that it's paralyzed. The Gemara says that Yovsha Gapa, if you have a bird, that's Yov Shogapo, so that has the status of Mechusa Reva. If you say that Yov Shogapo means that it's Yov Shogapo, what does it mean Yov Shogapo? It says there's no blood circulation. If it's paralyzed, why should you call it Yov Shogapo? If the blood is still circulating, if the nervous system doesn't function, everything else is normal. So if you should translate, if he should translate that Yav Shagapa means that it's gangrenous, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. Some Achrayim say, you see from this Gemara that a limb that doesn't have blood circulation is considered as if it's not there, as if that limb is dead. That's called Mechutzer Eiver. Either the animal is missing the Eiver, or that Eiver is dead. The Eiver is dead. And it's also missing. The rest of the organism is alive, and that Eiver is dead. So that's called Mechutzer Eiver. That's the Gemara, that's the Makkah for the definition of life and death. Yes. The Gemara seems to, according to this, seems to say that the definition of life and death in an organism is the blood circulation. When the blood is circulating, keeping all the organs alive, then it's alive. When the blood is not circulating, then it's considered dead. It has nothing to do with breathing, nothing to do with other definitions. Yeah, but this is not the brain, this is the wing. It's only the wing. So some Rishonim seem to learn that it means paralyzed. Some Rishonim seem to learn it means only, Yav Shagapa means that the wing is paralyzed. And they're bothered with the question, why should a paralyzed wing be considered like a Mechusar Eivor. So the Ravid quoted by the Rashba, and that Gemara says only by a bird, only the wing. If he had paralyzed a different organ, it wouldn't be called Mechusar Eivor. Why the wing? Because why is the bird called an oaf? Because the Chumash says oaf yo feif al ha'aretz. The word oaf has to do with ability to fly. That the bird doesn't have the ability to fly, there no oaf. And a carbon oif has to be an oif. If it can't fly, it's not enough. So if the wing is paralyzed, there's special reasons. It's not the same as Mechusar Eivor and other organs. Other organs will only be if it'll be gangrenous, when there's no blood circulating at all. But in the wing, that's a special thing. So I think Rav Moshe Feinstein interprets the Ravid like that. It's a little unclear why, whether the Ravid understood. The Ravid distinguishes between the wing as opposed to the other organ, but it's unclear whether the Ravid understood Yavshigapa means paralyzed or Yavshigapa means gangrenous. Rav Moshe says the Ravid understood that it means paralyzed. And that's why he says it only applies to the wings and not to the other organ.
It's not a bird that wants to keep their body.
Could be, I don't know. A good chance. It's a good chance. You see, Adam only applies to.
No, it's not a oif, but chimp flies to that far like you. Even though it's a chicken, you don't have to put this on.
Could be.
But every bird that's the shopping can't fly.
Every bird that's the shopping?
Why?
After you shaft it. No, but when you shaft it, it's.
So we paralyze the wing also, not the wooden one, that way.
No, but if before you shecht it, the wing is already paralyzed, and then Moshe Ben Shat in this right. That's what the right seems to say, that it's not called a knife. And he says, oh, your faith, uh-huh. Yeah, it's not called a knife. Anyway, that's the din that a Mechusar Eivor passes by a knife. So, Shaila, what's exactly the psula Mechusar Eivor? Is the pshat, they quote in the Shurim from Avalvala Salavetchik on Mistechas Me'ilo. Is the pshat in Mechusar Eivor that by an oaf only such a big mum gadol like a Mechusar Eivor is called a bamum, and the other mumim don't count? If tzul b'tar is bamum, or no, it's in ganzen a different. It's no din bamum at all. It's not that the same din bamum applies differently to behemoth as it applies to oifus. Perhaps it's in ganzen a different tzul. That's how the Rambam writes the Feirish. Chaim Heller points out the Rambam writes the Feirish when he quotes the din of Mechusar Eivor by oifus. He writes that the nature of the psul is that it's most like a voice, like in quotes, "Hakruver nala fechasecha, hayurtzecha ayisafanecha." That it's most like a voice, but it's not at all a din of a balmum. L'chera, it should have made a difference. That's what Rav Salavetchik quoted as saying. It should have made a difference in this issue. The Rishonim discussed this issue. Rav Elbel didn't discover America. On Meila, you have the Rishonim on the side of the Gemara there. Sheet in Kubet is printed on the side of the daf, discusses this issue at the end of Meila. But even according to those Rishonim hold that Mechusar Eivor ba'oif is a psul of balmum, that the din of balmum does apply to oifus, but it just doesn't apply the same way it applies to behemoth. In behemoth, there are many more psulei balmum than there are in oifus. Oifus only a Mechusar Eivor is a balmum. Even if you say like that, still the Gemara has a klal in Meila, another Mesichus, ein pidyon la'oifus. There's no din of pidyon by korban hoif. By korban behemah, when it gets a mum, then it has a din pidyon. You paid it. And by oifus, if it gets a mum, even if it gets a mechusar eivor, there's no pidyon at all. So if you say that there's no din of balmum at all in oifus, and mechusar eivor is a different psula, akavian alafecha sefot, moos lagavaya, then we understand. There's no din of balmum. But if you hold that, that by Yoifas is also a din of balmum, except that you need a different shear of mum, so then why shouldn't there be pidyon? It's not a kasha, it's a question. It's not a kasha. It's like there is a kasha. We learn up in the psukim that there's no pidyon loy. Not really a kasha. But that's what Rav Elbel discusses, that topic. Why shouldn't there be pidyon by Yoifas if one should assume, like those Rishonim who seem to say the Feirish, that Mechusar Eivor passes by Yoifas because of mum? In this week's Sedra, there is a din of Oil of the Yoreid. Sometimes the Halacha says that you bring a carbon Oil of the Yoreid. Oil of the Yoreid means if you can afford it, you bring a more expensive carbon. If you can't afford it, you bring a less expensive carbon. There are two parshias of Oil of the Yoreid. One is in today's Sedra by the three Averis, Shvuas Eidos, Shvuas Bitui, and Tumas Migdash V'Kadosho. In these three Averis, three prokim in Shavuos, Mishnai Shavuos and Mar Shavuos, were three prokim that deal with these three dinim: Shavuos Aedus and Shavuos Bitui and Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshah. On these three averis, the Torah says towards the end of the Seder, starting from chapter Hay, the first couple of sukkim, that if you can afford it, you bring a carbon behema. You bring a chatas behema. If you can't afford that, then you bring a chatas zayit. And if you can't afford that, then you bring a minchas chayte. Bring a minchas chayte. Then later on in Parshas in Tazria, the Torah says that if a woman gives birth to a baby, if she can afford it, she brings a carbon behema. If she can't afford it, as it says, Tavi keves ben shnasu ola ben yona tor lachatas. She brings an oilas behema and a chatasoy. If she can't afford that, lo yisim tzayada, they say if she can't afford the oilas behema, she should bring an oilas soif and a chatasoy. That's also an olivier, but there are only two. It's only ashivas and dalas. You don't have ashivas, dalas, and dali dalas. Mishnah points to that. And then the same is in Parshas Metzorah. When the Mitzvah becomes Torah, so he also has to bring korbanos. He has to bring a carbon behemah. Then you bring an oif. So it's also, you only have ashiris and dalus, you don't have three madregas like in today's Seder. You have ashiris, dalus, and dali dalus. In Gantz, in a different korban also, it's not just ashiris, dalus, and dali dalus. In Gantz, in a different korban also, it's not just ashiris, not just ashiris. Here you have three madregas, there you have two. There, it's a mechusa kippurim. The Yoledes is Tameyo, and the Mitzvah is Tomen. And then, when we want to become Tor, so when the Nega disappears, and when the Malos is over, when the Malos of the Tumah is over, so the Yoledes goes to the Nikvah, and then she has a Dina of a Tful Yom Oroch, Rashi quotes the Loshen from Igmar. She has to wait, not just till Hira Shem, she has to wait till the end of 33 days, until the end of 66 days, that adds up altogether to 40 days or 80 days. She has to wait till the end of the Malos. And then she's still not finished. She has to have tefillah, she has to have Hara Shemesh, and she has to have heavy kaparasa. That's called the Mechusi Kippurim. A person who is Tomei, who is Teufel, and still, even after they're Teufel, they have to have Hara Shemesh, and after the Hara Shemesh, they still have to bring a korban. That's why Azav Zaldi Yoledis Mitzvah. These people have to bring a korban. So there the korban is really a matir, just like tefillah is a mitahir, so the korban is also, it's goyimer the tahar. That's the korban mechusi kippurim. Here in today's sedra, it's nothing to do with mechusi kippurim, in today's sedra. Nefesh kisechto, the person did an avera, either shuas eidus, or shuas bitui, or tumas migdash v'kadoshav, any one of these three. Shuas eidus means that the eidim square, shuas she'en on the yad melech eidus, and you lose your case, because we refused to testify for you. You lost a fortune of money, so then you have to bring a chatas oil of yerich. Or shvuah bitur, a person took a shvuah, is not going to eat the bananas, and then he violated the pishogi. Or if the person forgot that he was tamei and he entered into the Beis HaMikdash. Nelan manu, nichnas lamikdash, and so on. And any one of these three averes, here it's a korban that's bola chaper, it's not a korban that's a mechusri kapar. Here the Torah has three different madrigs. Mishnah in the Goyim says, that what if you have an oni who can really get away with the korban oni by the negat saraz in Parshas Metzora? He can't afford. He doesn't have enough money to his name that he should pay for the korbanos abeim. So the din says he can be yotzei with the korbanos oif. So what if he borrows money from the neighbors? He strains himself. He borrows money from the neighbors and he brings a korban asher. Is it acceptable or not? So the Mishnah says yes, it is good. Oni shehevi korban asher. It says it's kosher betov ol abrocha. But that's acceptable. Here in today's Sedra, when it says that you have Ashir, Dalas, and Dali Dalas, the Sefer Achinach writes that each one has to bring his carbon, and if the Ani brings a carbon Ashir, he's not Yotze, he has to bring a different carbon. So the Achrein, the Minhas Chinach, he has to kasher, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Goyim says not. Unless perhaps one should be mechalek between this carbon and that carbon. That carbon is not really a mitzvah. I mean, it is a din. You have to bring the korbanos. But the korbanos of the mitzvah, of the korbanos of the oledes, are for the purpose of being goyim the tahara, mechusri kapar. So there the Torah says we give the fellow a break. If he can't afford it, we make on him, we let him get away with the korban on him. But if he wants to bring the korban on him, it's tavo lebracha, fine. Hashenikin over here, maybe the chinuch understood. Obviously the chinuch understood, and here it's different. It was not a matir. It's not that the carbon serves as a matahir. It's not a mechusik kippur. Here it's a mitzvah to bring this special din. You have to bring this carbon, and if you can't afford it, you have to bring that carbon. If you bring this carbon, you're not yotze. But the minhag chinuch hasum is not like the sefer chinuch. The pashut pshat is that when the Mishnah says the only shei carbon ash, even though the Mishnah only appears in the goyim, pashut pshat is that it applies to the goyim and to the oledus for sure. They're both mechusik kippurim, and it even applies to today's sefer. It even applies to this din of the oil of the yard in today's sefer. There is a din that all avodas adam have to be done by yom. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Four avodas adam have to be done by yom, as opposed to the, let's say, haktoras emurim. It's not avodas adam. It's not miyakim. Haktoras emurim is not miyakim, but it's not an avodas adam at all. So that may be done by lailo. Hekta chadovim beemurim is kol alayim. Kosher kol alayim. And the same thing in a nisoch hayayin is kosher balaylo. In the nisoch mechatz in this game, afilo balaylo. By a korban mincha, there are avodas that are parallel to the dalal avodas. When you learn Masechta Soita in the beginning of the second parak, there's a long Rashi explains a long brisa, which shows the parallels between the dalal avodas adam of any korban behema and the dalal avodas in a korban mincha. You have the kmitzis, keneged the shchita, and give the whole arichas, and the kiddush klis, keneged the kabbalah klis, and halacha, hagashim. So the avodas and the korban mincha, which are mechuvim keneged the dalal avodas adam, those may not be done by laila. But let's say mechatz minis came, afilu by laila, although that mincha may be brought by laila, mincha tesochim, or the yayin, nisach hayayin, may be done by laila. There are some avodas that are kosher by laila. But there was an old girsa in the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Kulin. The Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kulin draws a contrast between Shechita and Malika. At Shechita you have to use a knife, and Malika you have to use Atma Shel Kohen, you have to use the fingernail of the Kohen. If you use a knife for Malika, it's no good. Like Chassidim say, if you use a spoon for Shirayim, it's no good, you have to use your hands. So if you use a knife for Malika, it's no good. And if you use your fingernail to shecht the chicken, that's not hegdish, or to shecht the behemah. If you have a strong fingernail to shecht the behemah, it's also no good. The Mishnah says, Hakosha b'shchita, possible malika, Hakosha b'malika, possible b'shchita. You have to do everything properly. So the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion there, and again, the main discussion of malika is in the middle of Masech as well. Perak HaTasoy, there's a whole perak that talks about malika. Mishnah is in Gemara. And the Hazor, and the Mitzvah, all the difference between Oilasoy and HaTasoy, the different avodas adam, how you do it. And a little bit is discussed in Chulin in the first parak. So the Gemara there had the old gears in the Gemara that has already been removed. We have already the revised edition of the Gemara, the Vilna Shas. But the old gears that the Rashba crossed out because it just didn't make any sense. So the Gemara had a Hava Minit to think that all the Avodas Adam have to be done dafka by Yom, cannot be done by Laila. That's only by Korban Behemah. But by, let's say, an Oila Sa'if, the Gemara had a half minute that the Malika of an Oil of Sarif may be done by Laila. Why? Why should you think it may be done by Laila? Just like Haktaras Emurim, just like there is no halacha that all avodas have to be done. There is no absolute din, all avodas have to be done by Yom Samach. Nisach Hayayin is kosher by Laila. In Chosvinus came Afil by Laila, the Gemara said. And Haktaras Emurim is kosher by Laila. Some avodas are kosher by Laila. Only special avodas are possible by Laila. Avodas Adam. By Mincha, those avodas that are parallel to the avodas Adam in a behemah, the way the Gemara and the Rashi explained, beginning of the second parak in Seich. So the Gemara had a havamina in the old use of the Gemara. There was a havamina that Malika by Oila Sa'oiv should be an avodah that would be kosher balayla, just like Haktaris and Murim would be kosher balayla. So the Rashba and the Chidushim in the Tshuvas HaRashba also has that it absolutely doesn't make any sense whatsoever in the Tshuvas HaRashba. He writes that this Havamina doesn't make any sense at all, and he crosses it out. You don't need a separate pasuk to tell you that Malika's Oila Sa'id may not be done by Laila. Malika is like Shechita. Shechita is one of the Avodas Adam. That has to be done by Yom. So the Yosameach suggested a pshat in the old years. Yosameach suggested in the Sefer, in the Rambam, he suggested a pshat in the old years based on the Ibn Ezra on today's Sefer. That it says by the Chatas Eilu V'Yoreit, of these three, the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosho, and the Shavuos up Shavuos Eidus and the Shavuos Bitui, so if you can afford it, then you bring a Chatas Behema. You don't bring an oil. You only bring a Chatas Behema. And if you can't afford a Chatas Behema, then it says, V'Mlois Asig Yodo, Ideis there. Then you have to bring Shtei Tomer Shnei B'nei Yoreinu, Echad L'Chatas Echad L'Yoreinu. So the Ibn Ezra asks the question, what happened over here? Why did it change? By the Yoledis, it says in the Torah that you have to bring, the Yoledis bring a chatas behema and an oil of the oif. And if she can't afford that, she brings a chatas oif and an oil of the oif. Both. If she brings two, a chatas and an oil. See, she can afford it. She brings a kevis lo oil, benyona to lachatas. If it's too expensive, she brings benyona to both lachatas and the oil. She brings a chatas and an oil. Here, in today's sedra, if you can afford it, you only bring a chatas behema. No oil. And if you can't afford the chatas behema, then you have to bring a chatas oil and an oil soy. How does the oil soy come in here? Why do you have to bring an oil soy? So the Ibn Ezra suggests that if she could have afforded it, just in Pashup Shanachumish, if she would have afforded it, she would bring a chatas behema, which doesn't only have a Avodas Adam. When you bring a chatas behemah, it's nechal to the zichrei tivuna. It's b'hana meet this bota, but they're going to be chelav. There's going to be emurim. So the emurim are korev. There's a haftoras emurim al gavi hamizbeh. If you're going to bring a chatas behemah, if you're going to bring a chatas oif instead of a chatas behemah because you can't afford it, then there is no haftoras al gavi hamizbeh. All you have is zrikas adam. By chatas oif, you don't burn anything on the mizbeh. By oif, so if you burn it on the mizbeh, by chatas oif, there is no chelav. There's only chelav in behemah. No din chelav and chaya, there's no din chelav in oaf. The Yisr chelav, the whole institution of chelav, the concept of chelav, only applies to them. So there is no haktaras emurim in a chatasoy. The din happens to be that you never bring any korbanis from a chaya. Only from the chelav, not from chaya. If there would have been a din, if you've been doing a korban from a chaya, you wouldn't burn the chelav on the mizbeh. There ain't no chelav. There is not the same chalif, it has the same chalif, but it doesn't have a din chalif. If you shech the deer, you're allowed to eat all the chalif you want. Everything is called shuma. Chalif is only also in the behemoth. Chalif, the din of chalif doesn't apply not to chaya and not to oif. So if you have an oil soif, you burn everything, kula kola. But if you have a chata soif, so you do this recon in his back, then what, you're going to burn the chalif. There is no chalif. And the knife, there is no chalif altogether. Nothing is chalif. So you don't burn anything. So the Ibn Ezra says, and the mizbech gets cheated. If the woman could afford it, she brings a chatas behemah that has not only avodas adam, it has haftaras achela. If you're going to bring it, she can't afford it. Can't afford it. So he's going to bring a chatas oif. Chatas oif is only avodas adam. There is no haftaras anymore at all. So in order to make up for the missing haftaras, that's why the Torah requires that you should bring an oilat oif. The oil is oif, it's kula kol. So you're going to have some haftaras. That's how the Ibn Ezra suggests. I'll be true to Shomika. So the Yosanech says, so what does it come out? That the whole hakrove of the oila soif in this parsha, not talking about oila soif in general, the oila soif in this parsha, when it's the oila v'yorid and you can't afford it, is the substitute for the lack of the haktoras emurim of the chatas behema. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Salkadai techamin, I would have thought that was the obvious in the Gemara. I would. The Girsas Hagaonim before the Rashba crossed it out. The Salkadat Hamina, they're just like Haktoris Emurim is good Balai law. They would have thought that the Malika Soila Soif, Habo Im Chata Soif, would also be Kosher Balai because the whole Oila Soif is only bought to substitute, or is only coming to substitute for the Haktoris Emurim. The Haktoris Emurim is Kosher Balai. So I would have thought that the Malika of the Oila Soif would also be Kosher Balai. That would be Arsameach's suggestion in the old year. That time I would have thought that Shara Avodas are kosher balayla, only Avodas Adam. This isn't Avodas Adam. The Malika Avodas Oif isn't Avodas Adam. So how does Gemara have a Havamina to think that it would have been kosher balayla? He says the Havamina was like the Ibn Ezra said, that the Malika of the Avodas Oif is the substitute for Haftoras and Murim. But the Chatos and Haftoras and Murim is good balayla. So he writes, the Yosameach writes there, Beremiza, that Min HaShamayim his Kimo Al Yodi. It's a little unclear what he's driving at. So there's a sefer from the Kor Baruch. That's the Mekor Baruch that's not by my uncle didn't see it. Different. No, there's a Sefer Mekor Baruch that has Kiddush Torah on touching. And in Hakdama to the Mekor Baruch, he writes that he met the Yerushalmiah, and he told him over the whole story. That he had said the Shtikl Torah. He had said the Shtikl Torah, and he wrote it down. And he had a dream one night, the way the angels were angry, the Malachim were angry at Klal Yisrael. They wanted to wipe out the Klal Yisrael because there's no one learning Torah Lamitoi in our generation. 80 years ago. There's nobody learning Torah Lamitoi. They're all saying, Pulim Agavi, Pulim Falshe Torahs. And then the Rajba stepped forward and he was Malamet Chus and Klal Yisrael, and said, but there's one Jew, Meir Simcha and Vince, who says Amita Shal Torah, that I wrote in my sefer, you have to cross out the Girsa and the Gemara, and he was Miyash of the Girsa. I shouldn't have crossed out the Girsa. We don't have it in our editions of the Gemara. It's missing. So the Rajba steps forward and he said, I made a mistake, crossed out the Girsa. This Yidla, Meir Simcha, he said the right shot. So the Malachim said, okay, and his Chus, we're not going to wipe out the Kvalikos. So that's what he wrote in the sefer. And Hashemayim his kinu al yodin. He didn't know, when he woke up in the morning, he didn't know what Rajbo, looking at the Kedusha Rajbo doesn't have it. Then someone showed him later on, and then the Tshuva for Rajbo. There's a Tshuva, but the Rajbo quotes the old Girsan, he says it doesn't make any sense, and you have to cross out the Girsan and change it. So then he said, so that's what the Korborah, he quotes this to show, it's not that the Yerushalmiah had a dream based on what he was learning in the daytime. Not he saw the Rajbo. And then he had a dream that the Rajba came to give him a big yashika. He hadn't seen the Rajba in then. He didn't know. He just knew there was such a girsa. And he came to be miyash of the girsa. And he found out that the Rajba in the dream was the Rajba and his children. An interesting suggestion. But it's only a havamina. The maskana is not correct. The maskana that didn't require that even the malika of the oilest oif habo over here, the substitute for the emurim, also requires that Kabbalah Sayyid. In Perek HaZohar, in Baba Metzia, has the machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Eishlokish, whether the Vatera Mois Koinis or the Vatera Mois Anak Koinis, Mshichim of Horeshis Menatera. How are you Koinim Betalfuli Menatera? A whole discussion in the Gemara. So in the middle of that Gemara, Rava makes a statement there. Kro umasnita Messiah Leile Eishlokish. Rava claims that there's a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayikro, etc. And there's a Mishnah and a Braisa in the Sechus Me'ilo that support Reish Lokesh. A Braisa and a Post. And that's the Shaila that Rashi says, well, Rabbi says, Kro Masni to Messiah the Reish Lokesh, that Rashi says, we pass like Reish Lokesh. And Rabbi in time says in Tesis, no, it means Kro Masni to Messiah the Reish Lokesh, Lechaira. It seems to be Lechaira right, but I'll leave it then as Rabbi in time explains away why it's not a right. The Pasuk is Mishkan Raya, and the Braisa in Me'ilo is also Mishkan Raya. So the pasuk that Gemara quoted to serve as a raya to Reish Lakish is the pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayikra, in the middle of the din of Hashem Gezelos. The Torah sounds like it says that if I owe you $100 and you ask me for the money and I swear falsely that I don't owe you a penny, I know I'm swearing falsely, I don't owe you a penny. Later on I admit that I swore falsely, so I have to pay you Karen the Chemish. So swearing falsely, and I have to bring Hashem Gezeilus. That's the Pasuk Pshat in the Chumash. The Gemara, in claiming that the Pasuk seems to support Reish Lakish, the Gemara makes an assumption. Rava makes an assumption. It's a question whether it's correct halacha l'maaseh or it's not correct. The Rambam does not quote that. The Rambam holds halacha l'maaseh that the premise, the assumption, is not correct because there's so many sugyos that seem to contradict it. And Taisus all over in Shas is matchik to be miyashiv all the sugyos in Shas. That they all correspond to that Gemara in Perek HaZov. The Gemara in Perek HaZov rather makes a premise, an assumption, that if the din Torah only is that I owe you $100 and I swear falsely I don't owe you, then there would not be a din Hashem Gezeilus. it's only Hashem Gzeilus if you have Yichud Kli. If you claim that the jacket belongs to you, you claim that the sefer that I have belongs to you, there's at the end, there's an object that you say is yours. But it's just a fight about money, not. I bet it says in the Chumash, he owes him money. Gezel Pikodin, that I understand. What about the Sumas Yad, he owes him money? So the Gemara says, no, only if it's Yichud Kli, only if there's a Mashkin and a Bachot Konamashkin, and they're fighting about some Bien. If you're not fighting about a Bien, then you can't speak of Hashem Gzeilus. Hashem Gzeilus only when there's Gzeilus Bien, not when there's Gzeilus Choy. And I didn't pay you, I swear falsely that I don't owe you money, and I refuse to pay the money. That's Eishik. That's Eishik. When I don't pay, the Torah says, "Oh, Yashik is Hamisa." So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. It doesn't mean Eishik. It means that it's Yichud Kli. So the Rambam never quotes the Yichud Kli. Koshub Shat and Rambam, because there's so many sugis and subis in other places, that seem to contradict that. The Gemara in other places seems to assume that there's no need for Yichud Kli. And Taisus is always matzik, thin on the head, to explain away all the Gemara. Every Gemara has to go with Yichud Kli. There's one Gemara that says in Azov, you need Yichud Kli. And Taisus says that's what it is all over. Only with Yichud Kli. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kamna has a machlekes Rav Leza and the Chachamim, where the karka nigzelas, the karka ain't an nigzelas. And the machlekes is based on how you read the psukim in this set, in this pasuk. I read the psukim here in the end of the parsha. So the Pash Peshat and that Gemara is also like that. What's the machlokes with the karka and exelus of karka and exelus? What do you mean karka and exelus? There's no avera like zigzal on karka. So the Pash Peshat is that it's not. Of course there's a lava of like zigzal. Rashi and the Rambam both quote from the Torah's Kohanim that if you steal karka and Eretz Yisrael, you're in violation of two lava of like zigzal and also the Sasa Goy Acham and Achal Skal Shatinchal. If you steal karka and chutzlores, you don't have that additional, you don't have the additional lava of Laisasa Guru Yachol, because it's not Nachloscha Shetinchol, but you still are in violation of either Laisigzol or Laisigna, depending whether the next neighbor knows that I cheated him and that I moved over the fence or he doesn't know. So the Pashtus in the Teres Kahanim is that there certainly is a lava of Zeilus, there certainly is a lava of Laisigzol and Karaka. So what's the Machlokes HaTanai, whether Karaka and Zeilus, Karaka and Zeilus? So the Pashtus Shat in the Gemara is, Taisa says not so, but the Pasha Pshat and Gemara is the way Rashi and the Rambam learn that there are two things in Zela. There's a lava of Leisigdol, then you have Kinyonic Zela. So the lava of Leisigdol you certainly have by character. The Machlokes HaTanaim is that you have Kinyonic Zela or not. So why did the Tanaim, Rav Loza and the Chacham, why do they have the Machlokes punkt on this Pasuk at the end of Pasha's Vayikra? So the Pasha Pshat and Gemara seems to correspond. Pasha Pshat and Gemara, the end of Bava Kamma, corresponds to the Machlokes. To the Gemara in Perek HaZohar, that the only time you have a din of Hashem Gzeilos is if there's a Yichud Kli, and I'm stealing a Bien, and the Bien that I'm stealing, the fellow gets Kinyonic Gzeila. So that'll be the Shaila. If Karka Nigzeilos, then Karka will be included in Hashem Gzeilos. If Karka and Nigzeilos, they can't be included in Hashem Gzeilos, because you only have a din of Hashem Gzeilos when there's a Gzeila and a Bien. Gzeila and a Bien in the sense that they're a Kinyonic Gzeilos. So those two Gemaras do come in some. The sugi in the end of Bava Kamma that learns out the issue of Karkan Exelos from Parshas Hashem Gzeilos corresponds to the sugi in Perek HaZohar where Rava says Krom Asnit the Messiah the Resh Lakish, that Rava is assuming that the only time one would be Chayv and Hashem Gzeilos is when you have a Yichud Kli, when you have a Gzeilos Bien, and there's only Gzeilos Choy. I'm in violation of Leisigzal, but there is no particular object that I'm stealing. I don't have a Kinyan Zeil on any specific object. So then Rava with the Sugi and Bava Kamma seems to assume that there's no din of Hashem Gzeil. The Gemara Masecha Shabbos comments in the Pasuk at the beginning of Chamishi, the first Pasuk in Perek Dalet. Nefesh kisech to bishgogam kol mitzvah shem shalos ha'asena v'yosa me achas meheino. But the Pasuk seems to be introducing the dinim of chatos in general. All the dinim of chatos and kol ha'tarukul. If the person ate chel v'dam, or he violated shchut e'chutz, or he ate chomitz v'pesach, mechal shabbos, he ate on Yom Kippur, whatever avera, did malach on Yom Kippur, did malach on Shabbos, whatever avera, a person does, that if he would have done it, amazing, it would have been chayv kares. If he does it, b'shogeg is chayv chatos. But the Gemara takes this phrase, the osa me'achas mehena, the Gemara takes it out of the context and says that that only goes on Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara says, achas me'achas is marbe the dinim of toldus. Not only is there a din of ovitz malachas on Shabbos, there's a din of toldus also. And if not for the pasuk, I would have said that there's no din of toldus. I would have said toldus same lavka yetzibahem in Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Because in the Shittim Kovetz points out in the beginning of Bava Kama, on the first daf, told the same case, behem by Nizik, and I don't need a pasuk. That's the svar of Pshuta. Sama Matzino. The Torah describes Shor, Bor, Mava Hever. So whatever the Torah describes, you love Dafke that. Anything that has similar properties. Avon is the kin of my soul, she nicha v'rosh gag, when up l'ruch metzuya, it's eish. Hi, but it doesn't burn, what kind of eish? Nah, eish is love dafke, eish is nizkar hachem yor boy. Ashor amazik. Love dafke shor, maman amazik. Bor of the life green is also shor. Bor. Bor, Avon is the kin of my soul, she nicha m'shus to rabbin is a bor. Hi, but it's not a ditch, it doesn't have to be a ditch, everything is love dafke, the Torah gives it din. It's a mamatzino. Mamatzino, shor, bor, ma, v'hever, I've called anything that has the same property. So there I know told the same Kayet Bemi Tarah Svara. In Hilchos Shabbos I would have thought that only the Ovis Malachas are forbidden. The Toldos I would have thought of Lav Kayet. That's why I need a Pasuk to say, Achas Me'achas, to be marbid that the Toldos are also Chayv. Why would I have thought by Shabbos told the same Lav Kayet? So the Shivim Kubet is right on the first daf in Bava Kama. I would have thought that how do you know which Malachas are forbidden? Whatever was in the Mishkan. Whatever wasn't, that's how the Gemara says in the first daf in Bava Kama. Whatever was not in the Mishkan. It's not a malacha. So the toldos obviously were not in the Mishkan. I would have thought that's it. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is Mishkan. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a malacha at all. So I need a pasuk to say that even though it wasn't in the Mishkan, but there is an institution of toldos.
So when the Gemara in Yerushalayim is asking by the Zikim, it's just like a rhetorical place to discuss the basic elephant toldos.
No, it's not rhetorical. They wanted to know what's the din. Is it kayet ben malach? So the Gemara says, yes, it is, but some of them are not. The Gemara gives the answer, yeah. The answer is that they all, most of them are kayet ben, except for one. Surus. Surus is not kayet ben, yeah. Then the Gemara has a drash on mehena. Also, they take this expression, we also ask mehena that it only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. Doesn't apply to any other dinim. And the Achas Mehenu goes like this. If a person writes Shem Yishimen, a person with Nizkan Licht of Shimen on Shabbos, he forgot that it's Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to write. So he's writing Shin Mem, and then he stops and he never finishes Ein Vav Nun. So I would have thought that it's a lack of Malachas Machsheves. He stopped in the middle. When he wrote Shin Mem, he didn't want to write Shem. He writes God Mi Godil, or something like that. So he didn't want to write God, he wanted to write Godil. He has no use in writing God. So maybe that's not called a malacha because it's a lack of malachas mashevis. And the Mishnah says, no, a person writes Shem Mishimin, he's also chayev. That's really a chiddush. So let's say a person wanted to throw in the Skaven Lizrok Arba Rezorak Shmoina. And he didn't want it to land over there. Let's say he's playing golf. He wanted it to land over here. The wrong place is going to land over there. So he wanted to be Mavadal Ramas Bishisirab in that direction, turned it Mavadal Ramas Bishisirab in the other direction. So the Gemara says, you're not Chayiv. So I would have thought that HaKais of Shem Yishimin is also not Chayiv. That's not what he wanted. So the answer is no. Yesh Bechama Saimona. If you write Shimon, so you're going to write Shin Mem. So you did want to write Shin Mem. Even though you plan to write more, but Shin Mem is part of what you're writing. If I'm playing golf and I wanted it to land over here, land over there, that's a different place. That's not. But if they write Shin Mem and I didn't finish the rest, Mikta. I wrote Shem Shimon. It's not the same as the two different directions. So that's a chiddush. So these both drushes, so Atam Meyachas Meheno, have nothing to do with Chatzis in general. They are unique to Hilchos Shabbos. That's why there's a big machleik, big deal in Acharenim regarding the drush on the first pasuk in Shishi. And Perek Dalit Pasuk Chav Zayin V'Nefesh Achas Techtu B'Shgogam Yamarit Ba'aso Yisa Achas Mimitzis Hashem Hashalot Sassan V'Yoshim. And it goes on the general dinam of Chattis in general. It doesn't go on Shabbos particularly. So then the Gemara has a drasha in Shabbos Masech HaShabbos of Dalit Ba'aso Yisa Yachid O'Yisa V'Loi Shnaim Shasu Shnaim Shasu Anat Chayv Chattis. So the Gemara only quotes in the Masech HaShabbos. Shnaim Shasu is not Chayv Chattis in Masech HaShabbos. Is this a universal din? in all malachas, in all chiyuvei chatos, or is it only a local din in Hilchos Shabbos? Is this a big machlokes in Achrayim? Yosef Engel has a long essay about this, and the sefer Bein Poras. He has a sefer that's called Shadus Tshuvas Bein Poras. Some of them attack the Shadus that came up. Halacha Ma'aseh, they sent some wine on a train, and Shadus, the guy touched the wine. Attack Hashem, Halacha Ma'aseh. Most of the letters were the Chilu Divrei Torah. People asked them Shadus on Tosfos, he gave Tshuvas. It is letters. They're written in the form of letter as opposed to written in the form of an essay. So he has one of the diretera that he discusses, one of the topics that he discusses in the Bein Poras, in his collection of letters, is this. Whether this he quotes in Machlokes Achronim, whether Ba'as HaYisrael, Yachad HaYisrael, or Lo Shneim Shasu, is that tour only with respect to Hilchos Shabbos, or perhaps it should be a tour in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Rashi has a famous comment on the Pasuk Hashem Nasa Yechton, Pasuk Chav Beis in Perek Dalet. It's a strange expression by the others. It doesn't say Asher, only by Asher Nasa Yechton. So the Tanoim Darshan Ashrei, Asher Miloshan Ashrei, it's the praises of the generation if the Nasi sins and he brings a carbon for his sins. So the people will see, the chief man, the top man, admitted his guilt. Usually people who are in positions of leadership never want to admit that they made a mistake, they're embarrassed. Rabbanim have to remember this. If a rabbi makes a mistake, let's say he passed me the shayla wrong. So the Gemara has every so often, the rabbi gets up and he says, Ram Shamat Vefnat and Tolotain Biyodi, I made a mistake, and he reverses his stuff. He has to be intellectually honest. And then, let's say, sometimes a person attacks somebody else, a rabbi feels it necessary to attack someone else for something that he did or something that he said, he feels he has to explain to his balabatim, that's the right way, that's the wrong way. And later on he finds out that he made a mistake, that he shouldn't have attacked the other guy. That's more uncomfortable, more unpleasant to admit that the person is wrong. Yeah, he made a mistake in our locker, so I say, I made a mistake. We don't pass like that. I made a mistake. No one ever held like that. Okay. But here I was involved with somebody else. So you certainly have to make a public correction of such a thing. It's very unfortunate that if we have carried over part of the Christian attitude by them, that you study the Ner Anikir and Ner Amunah, papal infallibility. The Pope never makes a mistake. The Pope is always right. We don't have such a thing. We have the Bez Nagol. Follow that so Yishgu, and Elam Dovah Mi'eniak, it's possible the Bez Nagol should make a mistake. The greatest Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. And Halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu had a machlokes with Aaron, and Parashat Shemini, and then he admits, you're right, I'm wrong, I made a mistake. They argued it out. Then Moshe Rabbeinu admitted that he made a false chiddush, and Aaron was more correct than he was. It's a big problem. We live in a generation where there's so much friction, so much machlokes, and everybody's mavaz, everybody else in public. And then when they find out that the fact, so the letter says, why is it called Shivan Nefesh? It should have been written plural, Shivan Nefashim. And by Esau, he didn't have such a big family, so many children, so many grandchildren, so many great-grandchildren. He only had in Ganson six lousy children or something like that. So it says, Nefashis, that's called Nefashis Beisai. So the Medrash points out, Esau only has six miserable children called Nefashis Beisai. And Yagurina has 70 or 8 o'clock, and everybody all together is called Nefesh. The Medrash says, exactly, that's exactly what it is. That by us, we all blend in together. And by then, by the Yom Salam is always Pirud. Everybody has a different sheet. Everybody worships a different Avodah Zarah. That's what the Medrash says. Everybody worships a different Avodah Zarah. And in our generation, it's become Napshot. For many generations, there's so much Machloikas, there's so much Pirud. So where do we see the Nefesh? Where do we see this wonderful trait that the Tanoim pointed out from the Torah? It's supposed to be Nefesh, that all of Klal Yisrael, one. The Medrash has this marshal, the famous marshal that Rishayim have come from the Medrash on this week, etc. The people are traveling on a boat, and one wise guy takes a drill and he's making a hole where he's sitting. And the other people start to scream, Shugana, what are you making a hole? See, what is it? Mind your own business. What is it your business? I'm making a drill where I'm sitting. So they say, no, the water's going to come and the whole boat is going to sink. So the Medrash Rabbah on this week, etc. gives that marshal on the word Nefesh, that all of Klal Yisrael is considered one big Nefesh. You don't see it from the pasuk in Bereishis. Nefesh one person did another, but you see it from Kol Nefesh Haboli Yankiv Shivim Nefesh. You see from that pasuk that all of Klal Yisrael are one unit, and if a Jew anywhere in the world is suffering, so so it affects the other people. Look, one Jew does an Aveira, so it has an effect on the other people as well. We don't say, mind your own business. That's why there's a din of Achechechechech on these Techo, because it's all our reading. It's supposed to be a unity among the Islamists. These are things that we have to work for. But I have to start from the top, from the leadership. Ashrei Hador. She quotes from the Tanaim. Ashrei Hador. Hashem Nasi Yechta. Ashrei Hador. Recently, an article was published attacking Dr. Lamb's book on Torah Mada. I didn't read the book. I'm afraid if I read it, I won't like it. But we don't have to misquote what he said. It's bad enough when a person says something that you don't like. The Chafetz Chaim. Chaim writes one of the klali lashon hara is that if it's a mitzvah to say lashon hara against someone, like if someone calls me up a shidduch about a boy, I don't think it's good. I say he's not so medaktik a mitzvah, it's not for your daughter. Okay, but if I say he eats chazer in Machal Shabbos and he's sloppy and he never takes a bath, it's not true. I mean, you can't be magal to avlo. Chaim writes one of the conditions when there's a het to lashon hara. So you're exaggerating is already heard to Hashem, you're making up things that are mamish not true. There's a het to Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara means when it's true. When it's not true, then it's an Easter heard to Hashem. So that there's no het. You're not permitted to be Magdalas Avlo. So Dr. Lim apparently has a part of the theme of his book, he quotes a Rambam. Okay, so Vilna Gaon didn't like that Rambam. That Rambam writes that studying secular studies is a part of Talmud Torah. And the Vilna Gaon says, "Hafilosofiu harura hitoslan." The curse of philosophy. That the Rambam studied "Hafilosofiu harura hitoslan" caused the Rambam to make a mistake, and to think that studying all of sciences are included in learning Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the studying philosophy is included in Ma'aseh Merkabah. So the Rambam says, the Vilna Gaon says that it's not correct. Okay, so that's what. And the other Ma'aseh is everybody's doing like the Vilna Gaon. There's a whole tuple about that line in the Bir Hagro in Yeridei when the Vilna Gaon writes "Hafilosofiu harura hitasai." That some in the Mekor Baruch by my uncle, my nephew, Baruch Epstein, that he has a whole discussion about that. Did the Vilna Gaon really write that line? So some claim that the Vilna Gaon never wrote that; that the printer put that line in, and others swear that it's not. So he quotes from some. Others say no; they saw the original manuscript of the Vilna Gaon. That's what he wrote. Whether he wrote the line or not, he clearly disagrees with that Rambam. He holds that secular studies are not included in Talmud Torah, and philosophy is not included. Okay. So Dr. Lamb has an essay where his book, that's the theme of his book. He goes with the Rambam and he expands on the theme. So then he raises a question. Wait a minute. The next question we have to ask is, maybe we should say Brichas HaTorah before we go to a class in chemistry. Maybe if a person studies physics all day long, he doesn't have to go to the base medical level. This is Talmud Torah, not Talmud Torah. Philosophy is Talmud Torah, everything is Talmud Torah. So he says, that's absurd. That's ridiculous. Of course you don't say Bichat Batera. So whatever, you give some kind of a tariff. So apparently someone, I don't read these magazines. Apparently someone printed an essay in one of the magazines, I think it's in English, where he took this out of context. So Dr. Liam has a question. Maybe you should say Brichas HaTorah before you go to a chemistry class, and maybe you should study physics all day long. That's what, and he quotes verbatim, a quotation from the book. That's what it says in the book. But then Dr. Lane writes in the next sentence, that's absurd. Ela yesh leimar, and he gives the hesber whatever. I don't know what the hesber is. So this person who was attacking Dr. Lane's book took this out of context, and he said, you see how crazy the whole book is? He suggests that I found that you should say Brichas HaTorah. So someone who read the essay that was printed found it hard to believe. They thought that Lamb was a little didn't think the way he did, but he didn't think that's what he would write. So he bothered to look in the original text. So they quoted which page it was on. So this person looked on the original text and he was surprised to see that it was taken out of context. So he asked Hagoyen Rabel Yishvei, are you allowed to do that? If you disagree with someone else's position, you hold that they have Kruma Hashkofet, and you want to convince your Talmidim that they shouldn't follow his sheet, are you allowed to distort what they said in order to make it worse than it is? So Hagoyen Bel Yishvei says, no. and this fellow quotes him. Rabbi Shrei was pointing to this essay, this, I don't know, mimer, in Hebrew English, I don't know what it was. He's pointing to the essay, this guy writes in his letter, I got a letter today, you know. This guy writes in his letter that the Rabbi Shrei is pointing and said that sheker, that sheker, you're not allowed to do that. That's what it says in the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Shrei, I assume we're just following what it says in the Chafetz Chaim, that even when it's mutter to say Lashon Hara, but Mahagdala Ta'avlo, that you're not allowed to do. So the question is whether this publication will print a retraction. That's the question. That's today said Ashrei Ador. People in big people who publish articles in newspapers or magazines are influencing many, many other people. If they publish an article in the Hamavasa, they publish an article in the commentator, whatever, it's also, you have an influence. People do read, I happen not to read all of these publications. I read Hamavasa, I don't read the commentator, but other people do read. Many people read these publications. And it does make a rush. So if a person is in a position of leadership because he's having an influence, not just because of his next door neighbor, printing an article is going to be read by a few hundred people, not a few thousand people. So if the person realizes later on that he just misquoted something that someone else said, or took it out of context, or misunderstood it, then he should really make a public retraction. You can still disagree with the sheet of the other person, but you don't have to exaggerate what the other person said. The big problem, we live in a generation where there's so much period halavavas, so no one acts normally. Just in order to maintain the machlokes, no one acts normally. The Mishnah in Erechin has a comment on one of the early psukim in today's Sedrit. Pasuk Gimel, the third pasuk in the Chumash Vayikra. It says, Yakriv Otso Liritzono. So the Mishnah understands that there's a contradiction here. Liritzono means that it is on free will. And Yakriv Otso has the connotation of, even if the guy, let's say the guy took a net to bring a korban oil, and then later on he doesn't want, so the Mishnah understands, Yakriv Otso, we force him to bring the korban. So how can it be? Yakriv Otso, the Ritzon is the Hastira. So the Mishnah says, the Kofanos Hashem writes on it. That's how the Tanaim understand this. If the fellow took a net to bring a korban, and then he backs out, he doesn't want to fulfill a net, then Kofanos, Yakriv Otso, Bal Kocho. But the Ritzono, how is it going to be considered the Ritzono? Makanos Hashem Roysani. And the Mishnah says, V'chein ata moitze b'gite noshin. The Mishnah in Erechon, Daf Yates or Son. Daf Yates. V'chein ata moitze b'gite noshin. That sometimes the Halacha says, that Bezna, not all the time, sometimes the Halacha says that Bezna has the right to force a man to give a get to his wife. So how can they force him to give a get to his wife? But you need midaito. The Mishnah says, Makanoso, they beat him up, Hashem writes on it till he says on his own he wants to give a get. We don't give him a statement that says, I hereby want to give the get. We say, you better say that statement or we shoot you. That's no good. Kofanoso, Kofanashem writes on it means that he has to volunteer something on his own. We say, we want you to give your wife a get, because I don't want to. We start beating him up, because I'm not going to give a get. And we keep on suggesting him, we keep on beating him up, so he says, okay, I want to give the get. I didn't force him to make that statement. If he says something more than I forced him, if he just says, okay, stop hitting me, I'll already do what you want, and the summer that's not, Rotsani means he has to volunteer something on his own, something extra on his own. It's a delicate shear. How do you know how to determine what's called Achiyoy Meretzani? Until he volunteers some statement on his own that we didn't force him to say. If he just says, please stop hitting me, I'll give in to your request already, then he didn't say anything. Then he just gave in to our forcing. So that's not Meretzani. Meretzani means something more than they forced him to do. So the Ravid understands that this concept of Kofanos Hashem Meretzani doesn't only apply in the two cases that appear in the Mishnah. Mishnah and Erechon only has two examples. The Pasuk Gimel, a korban, Chai V'Yoylus, and the Din of a Get, Chinat HaMotzi B'Git B'Nosh. The Ravid quotes it in Hilchos Ishus, by Kiddushin. The Rambam writes it in from the Gemara Cheskos Sabbatim. That's what we learned. That's the Sabbatim. So the Gemara has in Cheskos Sabbatim a Din. What if a boy comes to a girl with a gun and he threatens to kill her unless she agrees to marry him. So the Gemara says that Minatera the Kedushin Agut told you Vizovin Vinizin, the girl is going to marry him and he's going to support the girl. So that's not unreasonable that she should marry him. He's going to support her and be nice to her. So Minatera the Kedushin Achal, but Midirabbanon, who was a Shloika Hogan, also a Shloika Hogan, Afkin Abban Kedushin Menei. They canceled the marriage. So the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim, Amed Vamamun, when they say who was a Shloika Hogan, also a Shloika Hogan, that we cancel the marriage, that's only if the boy forced the girl to marry him. Then once she's married to him on the level of the rice, she stopped, there's no way out. But what if it'll be the reverse? The girl has a gun. She comes to the boy on the date, and she threatens he has to marry her, or she's going to kill him. And he gives in, and he says, okay, Hariat Mekudeshes, and he marries her. But then the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim that the Kiddushin is good min HaTorah. And the Rabbanu, there's no reason to cancel the Kiddushin. If he's unhappily married, so let him give her a gift. The other way, when the boy threatened to kill a girl and forced the girl to marry him, if you're going to leave it on the level of the din d'oraisa that the girl is married, then she's stuck for the rest of her life. She's married, she can't get out of marriage. She can't initiate a divorce. But in this way, the Rambam says, so what's the big problem? So we'll leave them married if he doesn't like it. So he'll give her a get later on. That'll be the end of it. There's no need for a takana of the Rabbam. You only make up your Rabbanu position when you have a great soul. There's no great soul. The Rambam writes that in. So the Ravid writes on the side of the Rambam, he forgot to say, who Shoma writes on it. That's only if the girl threatened to kill the boy, and the boy said, okay, I'll marry you, only if he volunteered something extra, right? And if he doesn't volunteer to say, right, Sani, then the whole Toyu is no good. And the Ravid writes the same comment in the end of Perakalif and Ilkhaz Zeil of Aveda, when the Rambam quotes the Dinam in the Gemara about forcing, threatening to kill a person if he doesn't sell some property to you, and then the person gives in, tell you his oven. That's the sugya later in our parish. What parish have we learned? Cheskes Abatim. The sugya later in Cheskes Abatim. The sugya tell you his oven when you force a person, threaten a person until he agrees to sell something to you. So they arrive it, understood that the only time you say tell you his oven, vina zvina, is only if the fellow whom I threatened to sell, I threatened to kill him, if he says on his own, right sani. But if he doesn't say right sani, then the kinyan is not chal. The rabbi quotes it, it's a gemara in hakainis, the baba commentary of hakainis. The gemara seems to say like that. That the only time you say tol yul b'zovin zvina zvina is if he said right sani. So the rabbi holds that even though the Mishnah and the Erechan only mentions right sani in two cases, the case by the chaybi oilois, today's pasuk gimel, and today's said pasuk gimel, and v'chein atem mo'te b'gite noshim, that you have to have kofanos Hashem v'roisani. The rabbi holds that it's a din in all cases of whenever a person is forced into agreeing to something. And Allah says that we recognize, we accept the das by kedushin and by tol yul b'zov, by kedushin, by mechir, it's only if he says v'roisani. And the Rambam does not. The Rambam passes against that gemara in Hakoinis, in Baba Kama Perek Hakoinis. The Rambam only quotes v'roisani in these two cases that the Mishnah has, only by the Gedish and by the Korban. That's what Rav Soloveitchik once said, Hashem Rav Chaim, his grandfather, that apparently the Rambam is of the opinion that these two cases of Gedisha and Chayvei Oilois require a higher level of Das, the different degrees of Das, I'll forgive. So they require a higher level of Das than Kiddusha Isha. That a husband should give a get to his wife requires more Das than a chosim, that a boy should give a ring to the girl and say, Hariyat Mekudesh. So the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus will not require Reitani by Toyu Hu, when the girl forces the boy till he marries him. The Rambam does not require Reitani. The Raiva does. The Raiva holds the universal good. But the Rambam holds you only need Reitani to be considered Das by Get Isha, because Get Isha needs a higher level of Das. And by Korbanis, because it says Lirtzona, special Zeres HaKosov. Yakriv Oso is only Lirtzona. Yakriv Lokov is only Lirtzona. But by Kiddushin and by Mekah Chamemka, the Rambam holds that you don't need any Roitzani. Where does this come from? Where is the Mokah for the Rambam that you need a higher level of Das to Gittin than you require for Kiddushin? So Rav Chaim thought that the Mokah is the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam writes that in order to divorce one's wife, there are 10 dinim. And he lists off Alabez Gimel all the way till Chet Tes Yud, the 10 dinim. And then he lists off the psukim that he derived all of them. So the first dinim, Alabez, she tenen alami daito. that the husband should be migavish his wife migdaito, and he learns it out in the pasuk. V'ha'yim loisim tzachem yeino. If he doesn't like her, then also be out of shulchan beis. So the mashma says he does it out of his own free will. Has to do it out of his own free will. So if Chaim is bothered with this Rambam, every shtar has to be migdaito. Gerishin is a kinyan shtar. Every shtar. And you make a shtar mechira on karakam. You make a shtar halvor. Every shtar has to be midas hamschai. Midas. It's not midas, so it's not a good shtar. So what does he need if there is a kosher that a get should be sheitzin and lo midaita? Elo is mashmach in the Ramban. Then it means that you need a separate, special, super duper din, a higher level of das. You need more das for gerishin than you need in other areas of halacha. That midas by gerishin you need even a higher level of das. One of the Gdolim writes such an Einfall in his Sefer, and the Chelkas Yoyev, he writes like that also on his own, but a different Svara. He writes in Mitzad HaSvara, not Mitzad HaGzeris HaKoska. He writes that normally, in Kiddushin, you need the Chosin and the Kalash should both agree. I can't force you to buy the article, I can't force you to accept the present, so you have my Das and you have your Das. So we're both sharing the burden of having Das on the Kinyan. The Noichir with the Lakeach, the Chosin with the Kalash. By get isha, the Baal can give the get to the wife al korcha. He's not proper. It's not the acher. It's achem the rabbi negesh. Not allowed to. But the din says that if you give the get to the isha al korcha, the get is chal. So we're not both sharing. We're not both shouldering the responsibility of the das, sharing the das between the two of us. The Baal is solely carrying the burden of the das on his shoulders. The isha is not helping him with the das. So that's why we require that he should have more das. That's how the Chalkus Yoyev writes. A little corny. No? A little corny. When you Zechem at a Hefker, there's also no two parties. You need more Das to be Zechem at a Hefker? Probably not. Anyway, whatever the Hezber is, Aposik. Rav Chaim said it's Aposik in the Rambam. If you need a higher level of Das to get, then you need the Kiddush. Remember when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelik said that's the territory of the issue is Yankiv's Kasha. Our practice is that when a man gives a get to his wife, so the Rabbanim, the Masadra get asks, did he take a neder, did he take a shvua to give the get, did he make it to give kap, did he shake hands, did he accept any knas moment on himself? But if he doesn't give the get within a month, then he accepted a penalty to give the girl $50,000, $100,000 or something. So if he's giving the get in order not to violate the shvua that he took, not to violate the kiaskap, the handshake, or not to have to pay the knas mamon, so the Ramah is machma, like those are showing that's called the get bal korcha. So how come when you get married, you don't have such, and whenever you give a get, you have a hataras nedor. Before you're about to give a get, they always do, the procedure is you have a hataras nedor. Yes, the husband, do you ever take a neder shvua? He says, no. And then they say, but just in case you forgot, you took a neder shvua, do you want a hataras nedor? He says, yes. And then say, okay, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. That's common practice, right before you give a get. So how come when you march down the aisle, nobody ever makes a hataras nedor? You have to be mekadesh the isha also in the daita. So maybe he took a promise, and he certainly did take a promise. He married a girl, no? He promised to marry the girl. That's what the tanaim is all about. And the tanaim, it says the fairish, that if I don't marry the girl by a certain date, I pay through the nose. I pay a lot of money. Sachmamish a knas moment. So if the Ramah is machmer and hilchot gerishin, that's called the get bal korcha. If he's giving the get in order not to have to pay the knas moment, so every kiddushin which was preceded with the tanoim should be a hashash of a kiddushin bal korcha. That's the kasha that Pesach Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes that kasha from the Shulchan Yankiv. Shulchan Yankiv is safe on the Rechaim, on Ebenezer, on Shulchan Aruch. So remember, Rav Gerelik Zuchan Aruch has suggested maybe that's the teretz. That the only time we're machmen to consider it a lack of das is only by get, because get needs a higher level of das. Like the Rambam, like Rav Chaim's Bira and the Rambam, that you only need Reitzani by get, but by Kiddushin, you don't need Reitzani, a lower level of das. So then this would not be considered a get bapka. What's the din taka we started off? What's the din if a person brings a carbon oil law on a keva? A mafish nekeva lo yalos, a mafish zocha lo echatos. What's the din? An oil has to be a zocha and a chatos has to be a keva. What if he's mafish the wrong kind? Does nothing.
If he's mafresh $200, it's also chal, but it's only kedusha zamin lamizbeach. What if he's mafresh a balmum? He's mafresh kavna has a mum kavua, so it's only going to be kedusha zamin lamizbeach. What if he's mafresh in a cave or a losa? He's mafresh a zocha or a chatosoi. What status does that have? So the Gemara says that that's not a balmum. If it would have been a korban shlomim, it would have been good. Shlomim is good zocha on a cave. You don't tell me that in a cave is a balmum with respect to an oila, and a zocher is a balmum with respect to a chatos. It's not a balmum. It's no good. The redinim in age is also sometimes it's too young, sometimes too old. What if your makrif government is too young, too old? Too old. Let's say too young, it'll straighten out. Too old. So you don't say that it's a balmum. Not a balmum. So for other karbonis, it's good that age. If it is carbon, it has to be such an age. It's not a balmum. So the Gemara says that migur nachsalei kedushas damim nachsalei nami kedushas agus. The Gemara says that din daraisa, if you mafresh in the cable of pischus mishnayis. The mishnah in the end of Pesachim, next to the last, right before Avid Pesach, next to the last perkum Pesachim, the mishnah got that. The mishnayis in the end of Tmura about this. A person in mafresh nekevel of pischa is mafresh nekevel oila mafresh zocha lachatos. I say not only does he get a kedusha zamin la mizbeach like setting aside $200, I say neither the nachsel kedusha zamin nachsel enami kedusha hagu. Let's say I take a zocher, I take a behema zocher which is absolutely kosher to serve as a korban oila. Instead of saying harei ze korban oila, I say harei ze kodesh kedusha zamin li oila. I'm only makdishit kedushas damim lamizbeach. But then the Gemara said, no, not only does it get, if I set aside $200, I set aside $200 worth of sparim or furniture, I say that only has kedushas damim lamizbeach. I have to auction it off to the highest bidder, I take the money, I buy carbon oil. But if I set aside a zocha tamim, then bokar. I set aside an animal that can be used as an oil, and I'm only makdishit kedushas damim lamizbeach. So the Gemara says, it doesn't matter that I only said that. I said, Nigu the Nachsla Kedusha's Dami. What are you supposed to do with the animal that's Kedusha's Dami is there? You're supposed to use it, somehow use it in order to bring a carbon oil. So if it's $200 worth of books, or $200 of cash, or $200 worth of furniture, so how can you use it for a, can you change the furniture into an animal? You can't, so you have to auction it off. You auction it off, you can take the money, buy a carbon oil. But if the animal itself can be used as a carbon oil. So Nigu the Nachsla Kedusha's Dami, Nachsla Nami Kedusha's Group, it gets Kedusha's Group. So the Gemara says that that is not only true if this animal itself is kosher for this korban, if this animal is kosher for another korban, I'll also say migud nachsalei kedushas damim nachsalei nami kedushas agus, and it will. But you can't be makrivit before mamish. You can't be makrivit as a korban oil. It's like a nekeva, or it's a zocher for a chatos. You can't do that. Or a nekeva lepischa, mamish nekeva lepischa. You can't be makrivit. You have to wait till it gets a mum kavua. And then be poted. It has the status of a kedushas aguf on his bed. That's sugi from the Gemara. Nigga the nachsal kedushas damim, nachsal enami kedushas aguf. This is not to be confused. This is a din d'oraisa. This is not to be confused with another din that's totally a din d'rabbanan. Remember, a big Rosh Hashiva was giving a whole. There was a Talmud Chacham from London visiting in America. He had lunch by a double of celebration. So he was saying a whole shtickle prayer, and he knew what he was talking about. And then there was a famous Rosh Hashiva from New York who had learned in Europe. He didn't learn Ravel. He learned in the Miri Yeshiva in Europe. So he knew Noshim and Ezekiel, but he didn't know Kachim at all. He didn't know anything. So he started to pick on this Rosh Hashiva from London, that it's not so. And he couldn't explain to him why it was so. The Talmidim realized, the one from America didn't know what he was talking about. The two dinim in the Gemara, Migan and Nasla Kedusha Dam, Nasla and Nasla, that's a din d'oraisa. This din, Hamafresh, the cable of Piskoi, that it's Chav Kedusha Guf, and you can't be pointed until it gets a mum, that's a din d'oraisa. Then the Gemara has a din d'rabbanan that's totally unrelated. It sounds a little the same, but it's totally unrelated. Let's say a person has a lamb, or he has a cow, whatever, and he's Magdishit Lebedek Habayis. That doesn't get kedushas aguf. Only kedushas damim the berik habayis. Berik habayis is always kedushas damim. But then the Gemara has a din de rabbanon that ain a yotzei if you're hamafrish, one is mafrish, how does it mean? Hamatzis nimim lebedek abayis, and a yotzei min deim hizbeach liyolam. So the Gemara says that's a din derabbanan. It's not a din deraisa, because most of the animals have mumim, some kind of a mum or another, and this guy was already magda shebeimu, which does not have a mum. So the gizba gets his hands on it in order to auction it off to the highest bidder, in order to take the value of the money and use it for better kabbayis purposes, put it in the treasury. So then the Gemara says, once the gizba has his hands on a behemoth that is hegdish, it's a different fund of hegdish, it's better kabbayis, but still, the gizba should not auction it off to someone who wants to buy it for his own purposes. He should auction off to somebody who promises to bring it as a korban al gabi hamizbeach. That's in Gansan a din derabbanan. That's not a din derabbanan. Not to be confused with the other din, ha'mafresh nekevel epistoi, that's migur and achla kedusha zam. That is a din derabbanan. And Pasuk Vav it says, if shit the soil of the nitachoi saw lina sacheha. So the Mishnayis in Tomid and in Yuma describe exactly how you have to cut up a korban oylam. You can't just get a butcher and cut the way he wants. The Gemara in Chulin in the first verse says, you're not supposed to cut it up into smaller pieces. There are specific size pieces. You have to cut the head goes with this leg and the two back legs and this part goes with that part, and you're not allowed to cut up extra more. You can't just slice it into lamb chops, whatever you want. There are specific ways how you have to cut up the oil of it. Plus it doesn't say how, so the Chachamim had to be covered out. What's the Nesachim are? But the Gemara says specifically, you cannot cut up those pieces into smaller pieces. It has to be done the way the Mishnah describes it. The Gemara points out that the requirement for Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim is only from Kabbalah Sadam Yelach. Kabbalah HaLoch HaZrika, the Shechita K'sher Bezah. The Shechita can be done by a non-Koyan. And nonetheless, the Mishnah in Yuma, and the Mishnah in Talmud says when they had the pious every day, they used to have sort of a lottery, like the pious, they called the lottery the pious. So they had the lottery in the Beis HaMikdash every day to determine who's going to Nishoychei, and then the Kabbalah Saddam, and then Mardukhev on Lakevish, and who does this? In the 13th Quran, and Bezoich, and the different parts of the Avodah. So it says the lottery, they only allowed Kohanim into that lottery. And what kind of business is that? If Shechitik Sher Bazaar, why did they only allow Kohanim to be in the pie? It should be open to the public. So the Miri and Yuma is not as good as the Miri and the other Mesifos. He hardly has anything, just has light comments. But one of the light comments that he has that is on that Mishnah. Why is it that the Shechita was done by Kohanim? So he says they introduced the Chumrah, the Rabbanon, that Karbanis Tzibur, the Shechita should only be done by the Kohanim. You know, I mean, I say that even Karbanis Tzibur is good by not Kohanim, but Karbanis Tzibur should only be done by Kohanim. A Korban Pesach, the Gemara says the Ferish Mitzvah, the Shechita of the Korban Pesach was done by the Israelis, was not done by the Kohanim. Even though Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, in Yuma, Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Tzibur. So Osi B'chanufyo, because everybody brings the Korban Pesach together and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so that's why it has the status of a Korban Tzibur. But nonetheless, as the status of a Korban Tzibur, when it gets to Dinim Deraisim, when it gets to this Chumrim with the Rabbanon, that the Miri points out in the Mishnah in Yuma, that they had a Maila, they had a Chumrim to require Kohanim for Shechitas Korban Tzibur, that Chumrim never applied to the Korban Pesach. Only those Korban Tzibur that are purchased by Matzah Shekel money. Korban Pesach is purchased by private money. It's a different kind of a Korban Tzibur. This week's Seder, I forgot. Yesterday we were talking about Carmel. Today's Seder, Minchas Ha'Omer. In fact, Minchas Bikurim Hashem, Minchas Bikurim means the Minchas Ha'Omer on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Aviv Kolabeh Geret Carmel. So the Gemara says the word Carmel means Rach U'Molei. The Rashi Amenachas writes a few times in Perek Rebbe Shmuel, Rach U'Molei. Molei means that it should be fully ripened. That havar shlish is not sufficient. It has to be mevushal kol tzarkei, not cooked. It doesn't mean cooking. It means fully ripened. Because it's only havar shlish is not enough. By yada menachas, you don't need mevushal kol tzarkei. The other menachas, the fairs that it's enough with havar shlish. But by korban minchas, Rashi's shita is that he